This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. January 4th, C. First posted January 4th, 2010. Isaiah 60:1-6. Restoration of Jerusalem. Paraphrase. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Isaiah 60:1. The earth and its people are covered in deep darkness, but the Lord and His glory will arise on God's people, and His glory shall be seen upon them. Nations and kings will be drawn to the brightness rising upon God's people. Look around and see the return of the people to Zion, Jerusalem, Israel, the church, the heavenly city. Israel's sons will return from afar, her daughters will be carried in their arms. Then Israel will rejoice, because they will receive the abundance of the sea and the wealth of the nations. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian people related to Israel through Keturah, one of Abraham's wives, Genesis 25:2, and Ephah, an Arab tribe east of the Gulf of Aqaba. And those from Sheba, southern Arabia, shall come bringing gold and frankincense, and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. Isaiah 60:6c. Commentary. The text is thought to have been written around 530 to 510 BC. The period of the conquest of Babylon by Cyrus of Persia, shortly before the return of the exiles from Babylon after 70 years 587 to 517 BC. The prophecy was fulfilled by the amazing release of the exiles, after the prophesied 70 years Jeremiah 25:11-12, by Cyrus, who not only allowed them to return to their promised land, but returned the sacred vessels of gold, silver and bronze looted by Nebuchadnezzar at the fall of Jerusalem and the destruction of the temple. He also gave the exiles authority, assistance from provincial governors, and money to rebuild the temple. Judah's poverty in exile was replaced by prosperity, as God's word promised. The prophecy of camels bearing gifts of gold and frankincense began to be fulfilled at the birth of Jesus. Matthew 2:1-12. God's word is eternal and is fulfilled over and over as the conditions for its fulfillment are met. The return of the Judean exiles was fulfilled, but it is also fulfilled at the coming of the Messiah, God's anointed Savior and eternal King. Jesus Christ, Messiah and Christ each mean anointed in Hebrew and Greek, respectively. Jesus is the light of the world, John 8:12, the light of righteousness, John 1:5, 3:19-21, spiritual enlightenment, John 1:9, and eternal life, John 1:4, 8:12. The exile is also a metaphor for a life in this world. In a spiritual sense, we are all in exile in the Babylon of the present world. We are all in bondage to Satan, Romans 3:23, 6:16-18, 1 John 1:8-10. This lifetime is our opportunity to learn to trust and obey God's word in the Bible, and fulfilled, embodied and exemplified in Jesus Christ, the living word, John 1:1-5, 14. Only faith, obedient trust in Jesus can set us free from bondage to sin and death. See Hebrews 2:14-15. See God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right, home. The exile of Judah for 70 years in Babylon was a life sentence for those who were adults at the time of their deportation. As the remnant of Israel was physically reborn in exile, this lifetime is our opportunity to be spiritually reborn, John 3:3, 5-8, in exile. Spiritual rebirth is only possible through the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to His disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life to Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. The Church is the new Israel, the new Jerusalem on earth, and the ultimate promised land is God's eternal kingdom in heaven. Jesus is the only one who can free us from bondage to sin and death and lead us to God's eternal, promised land, in heaven. Acts 4:12, John 14:6. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14. *Oxford Annotated Bible, Revised Standard Version, Education by Herbert G. May and Bruce M. Metzger, Introduction to Isaiah, page 822, New York, Oxford University Press, 1962.